Michelle. I'm calling from West Saugerties. And regarding the roundtable comment on how households are without TV, you're leaving out one particular demographic. I would belong to the group that does not any longer, cannot receive digital signals. I lost TV when they stopped broadcasting analog signals. Since I live in an area that has very intermittent and only low-intensity web access, I don't even stream TV. So in essence, our family has given up TV close to 4 years ago. We don't stream. We don't get into any media. So, you know, I'm grateful for WAMC for the broadcast, but you have to realize that there is another demographic that's available.
Jamie Delio from Ellenville. You know, after considering all the psychological and social reasons that we have guns, we really must consider that the main reason that guns may be such a big problem in our society is that we've allowed them to because we are consumers. And the corporations that make guns have a marketing strategy of selling more guns. And that the reason we become so enamored with them is just because that's what they do. Just the way we became enamored with cigarettes and all other types of fast foods and everything else. Maybe we should just go on a diet. That may be the only real answer to this issue.
Jan Bradley, Windsor, Mass. As an avid listener, I've been routinely surprised that there is no coverage on how Monsanto is altering America's food, nor any coverage on how President Obama signed the Monsanto Protection Act. Although food packaging may look the same, the contents are not. Monsanto's genetically altered corn and soy are found in almost 80% of all processed foods, and it is not labeled. These two crops have been altered to survive huge doses of their herbicide Roundup. We eat it as cornstarch, corn syrup, cornmeal, or soy in our foods. We are ingesting significantly higher levels of pesticide residue, and health issues are surfacing. If you haven't seen the video, Genetic Roulette, The Gamble of Our Lives, I encourage you to do so. It is available on the Internet.
This is Tara Sullivan from Red Hook, New York. Following your reports on the courageous Governor Malloy of Connecticut, representing children and parents of America against the bullying and intimidation coming from the cult leaders of the NRA. I want to remind the media to report on the NRA's financial interest in selling machine guns to the general public. It is laughable to compare this to our Second Amendment rights. This is about money. Follow the money and join Moms Demand Action in your state.
It's Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. You just announced on the news that there was an accident on the New York State Thruway north of Kingston. I greatly appreciate that. Now I know why I'm sitting in the traffic. Thank you.